Good morning, 9:15 here on KGGF as we go throughout a Friday morning. It is time for our chat with Keith Beaumont of Sun Group, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. So I'm excited as we get into a Labor Day weekend and, hope everyone can stay safe out there and enjoy the long weekend if you have it. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Absolutely, yes. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we're certainly looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, so I know that you have an upcoming land auction you want to tell us about, so what are the details on that?
Yeah, I'll briefly kind of cover on that, just because it's coming up here on September the 8th, and so that's going to be on a Friday, next Friday actually, at 2 p.m. This is in Wellington, Kansas. This has got 850 acres of farmland, and so we're going to break that up into 8 different tracts of land, and so you'd be able to bid on those individually. I just want to mention that for some that may be too far away from where their operation is now, but I think it's always a good idea to kind of keep up with prices and how the auction works. So if you're just kind of wondering how that works, I talk a lot about auctions and kind of how we do it on here on the radio, but actually getting to watch one is a great idea, especially if you're considering doing one, doing a little investigation and just kind of seeing how that process actually works. Rather you come in person, which I recommend, is coming and just joining the auction just to watch and see how the process works and ask any questions you have afterwards or beforehand. Another way, too, you can get online. This auction's hybrid auction, as I mentioned before, to where you can actually get online and watch it from there, too. If you go to our Sun Group Real Estate website, and you can go in there and get into the link to go into upcoming auctions, and it gets you into the link that you can go live and watch it. So, and that's a pretty good way of doing it. We'll be live. A live feed, so you'll be able to hear all the auctioneering notes, and then also, we'll put the different tracks and stuff like that we're selling at the time. And if you're registered to bid, then you'll be able to watch as the increments change, as the bidding goes up and down, and that'll be coming from the live floor, and then also internet bidders too. So, anyways, it's just if you don't know much about them, join us on there, check it out, or just come over. Wellington, it's not that far away, watch, and like I said, if you have any questions, ask. So.
All righty, good stuff there, Keith. Appreciate you sharing that with us. And I know that you're always a good resource for folks when they're seeing if maybe an auction might be a good option for them, or whether they've got, depending on their type of property. And I know you've got some tips and that sort of thing to share, and I'm sure some questions that you ask folks when they come to you. Could you talk just a little bit about maybe what properties might be most suitable for an auction?
Yep, I sure will. The best suitable properties is really the ones that may stand out to more a broader spectrum of buyers. And of course, I want to say all properties, of course, are sellable by auctions, but that doesn't mean, every property probably should be taken to auction. Some of them is just best to list and put it on the market traditionally and sell it that way. We've sold, farm ranch properties. We do a lot of those. Even residential stuff, rural properties with houses on them. So a lot of those we've done that, that we think that are best to go to auction. So the question is, how do you know if your property is suitable for auction and you should consider auction? But I think that everyone should be real open-minded to auctions. It's a real good way of finding out the true value of your property. But again, you may not know, and maybe it should or shouldn't, but that's a decision, that we can help you make when we come out there and look at it. You just never know till you actually set eyes on it. And figure out, if it's good for an auction or just good for the open market. So, I think this involves knowing, the market, properties, and the seller situation. because there's, certainly good situations to have an auction. There's sometimes where someone needs immediate cash for whatever reasons. An auction, can move it pretty quick. We're going to set a date and move it along real quick. Sometimes maybe you're moving out of state. You need something gone. You're not coming back. Once you leave, you're done. You're not turning around and coming back. Maybe you just need to liquidate an estate. And we do a lot of those too, where, we'll sell the real estate, we'll auction the real estate, but then also all the personal property. Maybe it's selling out for whatever reason. But maybe too, because this happens a lot, we get a lot of people that are just auction-minded. And, they've just always appreciated a good auction, and that's the way they believe in. It's their method of selling. So sometimes that's the case. Maybe there's been a listing that's been on the traditional market for a while, and, it's about to come up to expire, and maybe you say, hey, let's try an auction. There's just so many different reasons that possibly might, be good options, or a person's situation that they need to get rid of a property. Some of these properties, people's has that's got high carrying costs. Maybe they're living out of state, but they're paying property taxes and utilities and maintaining a house, and they need to get rid of it to kind of help cut costs. There's just so many different situations out there that make it a good option for a seller. So, again, just knowing, the market, the seller, and if the property's right for auction, those are the key things. And usually, if two out of three of those things match up for the seller, then I would say, offering auction is probably a really good option for them. So, traditionally, years back, auctions were kind of thought as, and they were more back in the day. If you heard of land auctions, you might think that a property's in distress, someone's, maybe it's a tax auction or whatnot. The majority of auctions done today, don't result in foreclosure or financial situations, but they are, the result of, a seller choosing the most effective, accurate method of selling their property for them. So, today, for example, like I was talking earlier about this one we got coming up, farmers and ranchers, prefer an auction rather than waiting months to sell their property. And, it's a good way to really get the true market value and kind of, bring that negotiating part of selling a property all down to just one day, one evening or after morning or whatever that you're doing the auction, and getting it out there for everybody in a real transparent way. So there's, there's a lot of pluses to an auction. It's not for every property. I've mentioned that earlier, but it's not. And the best way is just to, we'll come out and look at it and, and get a good idea. If it is or isn't, give you those options. But, in order to also, I got to say this, in order to make, a real estate auction successful, there is some things that needs to happen, an understanding and I would say the first thing is, everyone must have, realistic expectations as far as what the property should bring. So someone shouldn't expect, something to go for two or three times, above market value. But, at the same time, I'm not going to say that that doesn't happen, because there are certainly times where, we thought something should sell for kind of what other properties maybe have sold in the area or maybe are close, buy auctions hold us different, and maybe some of them properties have sold for a couple times over what they're worth. Again, a good way of figuring out the true market value. It's just making sure that buyers have a real desirability for the property, and that it's a really sought-off property. And of course, you know, when it comes to anything, you know, in real estate, it's, you know, the location of where it's at, the condition. Again, you know, you want to know what the other surrounding properties in the area brought. Just all the stuff plays a factor in the bidding process. So, you know, just and using, you know, a good real estate auction company and auctioneer like our company has been established, and we've been doing it over the years and built a lot of relationships, and there's a lot that comes into it. And so whenever you're doing that, you want someone that's been had a lot of experience in that field and does a real good job. You know, there's a lot of an aggressive advertising that comes with this, a lot of connections, and those kind of things that we've formed over the years. So getting a hold of the right kinds of people, making sure that the property is ready to sell, you know, making sure the title work and all that stuff is all in line and check, working with each other to make sure that the property is real presentable. Rather, if this is a residential house or a rural property or some farmland, you know, you still want to be able, you know, make all that stuff real presentable. It always helps a property no matter what it is. So, you know, just an example, too, I guess I can use this. We got coming up this auction we're doing, this 850 acres. And, you know, the farmer we're working with has done a real good job working with us. And by doing that, you know, making this place look presentable is getting out there and bush hogging around the fields and all that. So when you think there's nothing you can do, farmlands, you know, it is what it is. Well, there's things you can do that just kind of add some value, you know. And doing that, you know, it's little things, but, you know, it sure just makes the ground, the crop shine better, and it just makes it look better. So it's just those little things that help sell your property. I think it says a lot for the person, the farmer there, whoever owns the property that you're kind of sprucing up. It says a lot about that, their character, and how they took care of things. And so I just think it's real important to just make sure and get everything, you know, in tip-top shape. So whenever you're ready to sell that thing, you know, it's looking good and people's looking at it. You've got everything looking real good and clean. So.
All right, Keith. Well, I know, you know, you're a great resource for folks out there trying to make that decision. Like you said, sometimes things just might be good on open market. And too, you know, I would assume if people, depending on, you know, what time frame they're looking at, maybe listing something, if you think it's going to sell pretty quick, and if they're kind of in a hurry, there can be different options depending on, you know, maybe what the seller's time frame is.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and that's why I say, you know, give us a call. We can come out there and give you a real good assessment of what's, you know, what's the best option and figure out kind of what, you know, your plans are, your time frame and all that. We can work with all that. So a lot of them things, you know, all factor into what's best to do with the property, you know, the location and what it is and all that. So but anyways, you know, the best way is really getting out there and looking at it and talking about the different options out there. So you can give me a call on my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. And, you know, stop by our office here in Fredonia. Just work right downtown on the square, Fredonia, northwest corner of the square. Or, like I said, just give me a call, 316-680-5131.
All righty. Well, Keith, I really appreciate you stopping by. And I will be on vacation here this next Friday, so it'll be Shane Neal taking care of you. So he'll be talking with you, and I'll look forward to chatting again here in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, James. Hope you have a great vacation.
All right. I appreciate it. You have a good one. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group Real Estate Auctions and Appraisals here on the Mighty 690. We get to chat with them every Friday at 9:10 here on KGGF. Coming up, we have our Cherryvale Coaches Corner, and we'll be right back to Open Line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.